Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, but where is the country right now? Great measure is a measure of the work Charlie Kirk was doing. There was a reason Charlie Kirk had to die. No, in a murder trial. What do jurors look for? They look for motive. We're used to having it, right? People are going to look dispassionately at motive in Charlie Kirk's murder. Ask yourself, say you're a homicide detective, who would have had the most motive? Forget all the other facts. Where's motive? If you were going to take out, you can only take out one person. That's all I'm saying. You can only take out one person to stop the trend I'm about to describe to you. It would be Charlie Kirk. Why? Charlie Kirk registered 600,000 voters going into 2024, TPUSA. A lot of people think of that organization as, well, you know, he's just a nice boy going to college campuses to do nice debates. And he was, but that was just the tip of the iceberg. See, underneath there was a Leviathan, a $96 million a year voter registration operation. Because remember, Fat Rana was too busy getting Botox and fat treatments. That's why I call her Fat Rana. And wasting money at the RNC. There was no voter recruitment going on while she and the consultants told you, well, you know, it's, parties aren't growing. We can't grow our party. It's another way. I'm going to go get Botox for my next Fox News interview. She spent more money on flower arrangements for high dollar donors who she then jetted all over the country in RNC jets on their planes than she did updating voter files. So what had to happen? Charlie Kirk said, the GOP elites for years, Trump would not, for whatever reason, remove Fat Rana. And so, because she was like a gangster, that's why I call her Fat Rana. And I think her goal really was to crush the party, undermine Trump till he was gone. So Charlie Kirk said, I'm going to register people. And he did. He unleashed an army of 1,500 who, after they registered the 600,000, they ballot chased 400,000 absentee ballots across five swing states. You do the math, that's the victory for Trump right there. That doesn't even count what Elon Musk did rebuilding the voter registration system. Folks, in 6 months, we went from number one in registration Democrat, number two unaffiliated, number three Republican. It flipped to number one in registration Republican. You're going to kill one person to change that trajectory? That person is Charlie Kirk. And our side doesn't understand that because I think we just think he's a really nice guy and he went and did some debates. Yes, debates at which 3,000 to 5,000 young people would show up at like clockwork. The one he died at had three. That was low. What does it add up to? You can see it, the graphic from the study on my X feed. In 100 years, Democrat registration 18 to 29 has not been this low. And it's mainly males driving it. It's mainly males driving it. They are registered 29% Democrat. The norm is around 46 to 49. That is devastating. There's your motive. Now go and look at the facts. And I got to tell you what, the FBI better cast a wide circle because I don't think Tyler Robinson acted alone. And that's your motive right now. That's your motive right there. And if you look away from that motive, you are losing the thread, my friend. Because let me tell you what would drive them to panic. Have you seen this? For the entire month of August, we just got the figures in. Republicans net gained August nationwide 100,000 voters on Democrats. Here's how that happened. Republican registration, which remember Fat Rana would say, we can't do this. We can't. No, I got to go get some more Botox and some more Ozempic on the donor's dime. I don't have time to do these voter registration files. Well, Charlie did. Charlie made time. So did Elon Musk. The Romney family, I think, was trying to undermine Trump. Republicans gained 43,000 new voters just in August across the country. Democrats lost 55,000. People are changing their registration. I cannot wait to see what September looks like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's why Charlie Kirk had to die. That right there. We'll get all the details. They'll line up and they'll make sense with the motive. They will. This is why the FBI is saying we're not sure if there was another shooter. We're not sure if other people are involved. You bet they're not. Because there's your motive right there. The Democrat Party cannot win without 18 to 29s. They cannot. And when you look at the Pennsylvania game, the whiteout game, and people are supposed to wear white, and they come in the Freedom shirt Charlie Kirk died in, a whole crowd of them. Do you know the panic that Democrats have? It makes them ragey, and they fight even harder for their fake illegal voters because they don't have a way forward. There's no way forward. And that's what winning looks like. It's that simple. Meanwhile, folks, did you see this? How did it take till September for this to happen? FBI agents who knelt in solidarity with Black Lives Matter during the George Floyd riots finally dug out of their little hidey holes inside the FBI and fired. Think about this for a minute, okay? Just wrap your minds around this. The FBI was riddled with agents showing solidarity with violent left-wing rioters who did $2 billion in damage. To who? According to the insurance industry, to innocent business owners' properties. On the theory that if the left gets mad and you own a business, they should be able to burn it down simply because they're mad. Doesn't matter if you're Black. Some of them were. Doesn't matter if you're a Democrat. Some of them were. By not firing those agents before now, think about it. The FBI signaled that if liberals want to burn your home or business because they happen to be angry, those agents will not only let them, they'll stand in solidarity with them. Think about that. That's state-sanctioned terrorism against those whose only crime is owning a business. Democrats would consider you a Class A oppressor if you own a business. In an increasingly Marxist environment, folks, I will never forget. Do you remember going into the 2020 election? There was a Black man, and he had saved all of his life to open the sports bar that was his dream. He finally did it, and they burned it to the ground. The safe survived, and he had cash in there. It was all he had left. And he's standing there doing an interview with the reporters. And violent left-wing Looney Tune white, by the way, rioters and a Black guy. It was two white guys and a Black guy. They're walking behind the camera and they are taking the safe and he can't do anything. And he's standing there and he has tears rolling down his face. And they don't care. That's the Democrat Party. That's those violent rioters. That's the $2 billion worth of damage. He said, this is my life. I did everything. By the way, he was an immigrant. Legal immigrant. Strange concept to Democrats, I know. Legal immigrant who had come here as a child and worked decades to have that sports bar. And I remember Donald Trump promised him a check. And I don't know if he ever got it. I assume he did because Trump's pretty good for his word. Saying, no, we're going to rebuild your sports bar. No. They're not going to take it from you. That's what we're talking about. That is FBI agents knowing damn well these cities are burning, kneeling in solidarity. What does that say? That says we like the violence if it's by the left and we will look the other way. dig them out, find all their friends, dig them out too. I can't believe these people were still working inside the FBI in September. But the good news is those agents seen kneeling in solidarity with violent black bloc Marxist thugs are gone. Now we got to send hundreds more with them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.